Hiya, it's Wildcards, the show where you decide what we spend our time talking about. And it is 10 a.m. on a Friday morning, and Kev Walsh has already told me to fuck off. So we're off to an absolutely brilliant start.
To be fair, she was being a bitch, though, listeners. Honestly, she's horrible. All the smiley demeanor she puts out there, don't believe it for a second. She's an absolute cow.
Showbiz, baby. I have a persona. With me, as well as Kev Walsh, I've got Chloe Bloxham, I've got Mike Bancole, I've got Joel Richards, and I've got Lizzie Doyle. I'm Amelia Bonner. Hello. So let's dive straight into your categories, because with five to do, I still feel like we need to just dive straight in now. So your options were, for LFC present, you had James Milner, which 33% of people wanted to talk about, Simicast, which 32% of people wanted to speak about, and I just enjoy saying the name. But with 35% of the vote, just edging it, was the 4-2-3-1 formation. And Lizzie Doyle, I'm going to come to you first and ask whether you think that is something sensible or something that we should be doing for
sensible.
Our game on Monday.
Sensible is a different question, a different approach, I'd say, to 4-2-3-1. I wouldn't call it sensible, personally. I'd call it a bit mad. So I've wanted to see a 4-2-3-1. I've wanted to see all four on the pitch at the same time. So since we played that City game, I thought, like, God, this is intense, this by Jurgen Klopp. And to go to the Etihad and play four up front, like, that's a big, bold statement. And I think when Jota got injured and everything went a bit tits up and we were so excited about him being back, the idea of putting all four of them on and going a little bit like gung-ho, was like a really exciting thing, and I was calling for it at Madrid because I was just like, we need to just go for it. Everyone was like, no, we need to be sensible, we need to not concede. I was like, no, just create madness, just go mad. And now I think it's something nice to have in your back pocket. I've sort of changed my mind on it, really. And I think basically when you look at when it was Jota who come on winning against Arsenal, and when Jota come on, he played for a period with the four of them on, and he gets the two goals during the time that all four of them are on, and Firmino drops back. And I think I quite like having that in your armoury, really. We know Sadio Mane's in really poor form at the moment, but he's still a player with a ton of class, and it can take one unbelievable moment for him to come into his own. And I think, like, we should be able to trust as much as we can whatever front three that Klopp puts out, a mixture of the four, like, say, have one on the bench, whether he swaps one for one, but then to know if you're behind in a game or you're drawing and you want to go for the 3 points, that you can take a midfielder off and go for up front. It doesn't seem that he's favouring it a lot, really. I think it's mainly the fans that are calling for it, and Klopp's going, I'm the manager, and actually I know more than you, and we play better than the 4-3-3 with three in midfield. But like I said, I think just that Arsenal game where Jota did come on and they went that formation where they played all four of them shows that it can be a good thing to keep in your back pocket if you're chasing a couple of things.